say what you done. I told you about all those fears and the way they did run. You sure must be strong, and you feel like an ocean made warm by the sun. When I was just 9 years old, I swear that I dreamt. On a football field and a kiss that I kept under my vest. Apart from everything, the heart in my chest. I know that things can really get rough when you go it alone. Don't go thinking
that pressure. Get up off. banana, so it say. Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
$1,000,000.
If I had $1,000,000,
well, I'd buy you a K-car,
a nice reliant automobile.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy your love. If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
Yeah, we could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge and stuff, and there are already foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages and things.
Mm.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Well, can you blame them?
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep, like a llama or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
Ooh, all them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
Crafted.
Of course we would. We just eat more.
And buy really expensive ketchups with it.
That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you.
I'd be rich.
You've come home with something on your mind. Darling, tell me, why are you crying? You said business serious,
no time for fun.
Well, trying to tell me something that I've done. Things you've heard couldn't be denied. Before your opinion, listen to my side. You must believe me, no matter what the people might say. You must believe me. Darling, it just happen that way. No, no, it just didn't happen that way. Girl, you're wrong to believe what they say. Oh, you see, nothing could ever be that bad. The talk is now all over town. Darling, you know I'll never put you down. For her and me was at the party as guests. There's nothing else to say about this kind of mess. You must believe. People might say, you must believe.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Not fiction for the first time in years.
keep awake for the rest of his years. He resides on a beach in the town where I am going to live. And I often ask him, are you looking for the mother lode? No! Child, this is not my desire. And then he said,
This is Eric from the band Stepanian. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Driving me wild. Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM.